The West Live.
The West Live
with Ben O'Shea.
I am paying thanks to the footy gods this morning. Thanks that they have given Hawthorn and the wider AFL community the enlightened and nuanced influence of Jeff Kennett to steer them through the difficult issues they face. Hawthorn remains at the centre of shocking allegations relating to the club's treatment of Indigenous players during the premiership-winning tenure of supercoach Alistair Clarkson. And while the AFL still finalises the makeup of a panel which will investigate the claims independently, WorkSafe announced yesterday that they will also launch their own probe into the club. The allegations, of course, remain just that. Clarkson and his former assistant Chris Fagan have both vehemently denied that they did anything wrong. And AFL boss Gillon McLachlan has stressed the process should not be rushed and that everyone needs to feel safe telling their story. And then there is club president Kennett. When you would think caution and sensitivity should be the watchword, the Hawthorn president laced up his steel cap boots over the weekend and stomped into the centre of the storm. The issues, which include allegations a player's partner was forced to terminate a pregnancy, were a bump along the highway, he said. And then he criticised the unnamed players for speaking to the ABC about their experiences, saying their comments were unfair. If theirs were unfair, then Kennett's were unbelievable. Let's not forget, it was his offhand slight to the wife of Cyril Rioli which led to the club's deep dive into their treatment of players in the first place. And let's also not forget Kennett's previous form. His claim that security staff of colour at AFL games were new arrivals who lacked an understanding of the sport. His claim the booing of Adam Goods was his own fault because, as good a player as he was, he is provocative. And the time he said he was glad Hawthorn didn't have an AFLW side. Well, here's a comment from me. Kennett is a dinosaur, a privileged, ageing white man who appears to have missed the world changing and evolving around him. If Hawthorn want to show they are changing their culture, they could do a lot worse by thanking Kennett for his service and showing him the door. Because if he continues to be one of the faces of the club, then the impression they are still a symbol of unacceptably intolerant past will remain into their future.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.